Okay, I just want to dedicate today's shir, L'zchus u'refuah shleima for our dear friend Rabbi Lam, Rav Moshe ben Meir Shmuel, is having a procedure done today, and you should be zochet to a refuah shleima. Okay, today's daf is Bava Basra daf Samach Ches. We left off at the Mishnah on daf Samach Zayin and Beis. And again, we're continuing in discussing items that you sell, what's included in the sale, what's not included in the sale. So we've discussed already if you sell an olive press, if you sell a house, if you sell a chatzer, and what's included in all those sales. So the Mishnah continues, Hamocher es hamerchatz. What if you sell a bathhouse? What's included in the sale of a bathhouse? So lo machar es hanesarim. It does not include the boards of the bathhouse. So what are the boards of the bathhouse? Rashbam writes, shenosum al gabei karka hamerchatz va'omdim alei marochtzim. It will put boards on the ground of the merchatz that the bathers would stand on top of. Shlo yichvu raglei mechom karka. Apparently the ground would get very hot, so they would need to put these boards so that your feet would not burn from the heat of the ground of the bathhouse. Inami, or another possible explanation, shlo yitnafu raglehen. You have to realize that they had dirt floors and there was a lot of water in a bathhouse, so obviously the dirt turned to mud very quickly. You're trying to get clean, and if you don't have boards covering the dirt, then you'd get dirty much more quickly than you would get clean. So in order to keep their feet clean, they would have these boards, but they're not included in the sale. Rosh Bam writes, mishum de metaltali lomas davni, because they're metaltalin, they're easily moved, so therefore they're not sold together with the bathhouse. What else is not included in the sale? The Mishnah continues, Vesa Safalin, the water basins are not included in the sale, where they put the water to, again, because the point is that it's metalpolin, so where they put the water that they're going to use to bathe is not included in the sale. Vesa Balanios, and the Balanios are not included in the sale, and Balanios are, we're going to see soon exactly what they are. There's some type of item that's used together with the bathhouse. We'll see, but it's metalphalin as well. Bizman sha'amar lo hiva kol masha betocha. But if you said explicitly that you're selling the bathhouse and all that's inside of the bathhouse, harei kulan mechurin, then everything is sold together with the bathhouse. Bein kach ubein kach lo machar lo es hamaguros shamayim. Either way, you don't sell the maguros shamayim, the reservoirs of water that the pools of water. Rashbam says, "Breichos mayim sheshovchos mayim lemerchatz." The pools of water from which you pour the water into the merchatz. V'los otros shaleitzim, nor the storage houses of wood where you would supply the wood that the merchatz needs, because obviously the merchatz used a lot of firewood in order to heat up all the water. So the area where they would receive the water and the wood from, which were obviously very important elements of running the merchatz, are not included in the sale. Why are they not included in the sale? So the Rashbam writes, V'hayru taima de'ein elu tashmishnam yuchadin l'merchatz, because these are items that are not, the pools and the storehouses of wood are not specifically designated for the merchatz. Like all the other things that we mentioned that are specifically designated for the merchatz. These are items that you're going to use. You need firewood in your house also. So you may have a large area where you keep all your firewood, and much of it is used for the merchatz, but plenty of it is used for your house as well. So since these are not specifically designated for the merchatz, and they're used for other purposes as well, so even if you say kol masha betocho, they're not going to be included in the sale of the merchatz. So just be pointed out, the Rashbam says that the reason that those items that are not included in the sale at the beginning of the Mishnah are not included is that they are metaltalin. The Ravid explains that the reason they're not included in the merchatz, the stama, is because they're not miyuchad for the tashmish of the merchatz. They use them for tashmishim macherim as well when it's not the time to bathe, and they're not miyuchad for the malacha of merchatz alone. That's how we explain the Resha, that's how we explain the Nisarim, the Safalim, the Balanios. He thought all of those things are used in other contexts as well, and not only for the Tashmishim of the Merchatz. Okay, says the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, Hamocher es hamerchatz, if a person sells a merchatz, Hamocher es hamerchatz, Machar es beis hanisarim, ve es beis hayakamin, ve es beis hasafalim, ve es beis havilaos. So included in the sale is the closet or the area where he keeps all of these things, where you put the boards away when they close up the merchatz and they don't leave the boards out on the floor. They pick them up and they probably clean them up and they put them away. That's, so in the area where you put them away, we're not talking about the boards themselves, but the area where you put them away, the base hayakamin, the place where they keep the yakamin, what's that? So Rashbam gives a couple of possibilities. Yesh mefarshim cheder shematznin bo hagigios shemesimin bo hamayim chamin. It could be the place where they keep the pots of the hot water. V'lo nihirali, but Rashbam says, I don't think that's correct. Ha'inu nami beis hayoros tiktani b'tsefta. That would be called the beis hayoros. So what is beis hayakamin? So he says, yesh mefarshim yakamin suda shema'atzin ben rosham mepnei choma merchatz. The beis hayakamin is the place where they keep the towels or the cloth that they would wrap around, that people would wrap around their heads in order to protect them from the heat of the merchatz. I guess they would the heat would be overwhelming sometimes, so in order to protect them from the heat, they would wrap something around their heads, and that's the place where they kept those items, that they those hats, towels, turbans, whatever they were, that they wrapped around their heads, that was called the Beis HaYakamin. Ves Beis HaSafalim, Ves Beis HaVilaos, right, and the place where they keep the Safalim, which are the basins, and the Vilaos, as well, or the vilaos, that was the curtains that they would or the towels, right? The Rashbam on the Mishnah had two deos what vilaos were, either mesach k'neged haPesach or beged shemistapkin bo dahinu aluntu. So either some type of curtain that was there for privacy, or a towel that they would use. So the place where they kept all of those items were included in the sale of the Beis HaMerchatz. Aval lo es although the closets where they kept all these items are included in the sale, these items themselves are not included in the sale. But if you said specifically that you're selling he the kol ma shebetocha, you're selling everything, the merchatz and everything that's in the merchatz, then everything would be included in the sale. Bein kach ubein kach, but either way, lo machar lo es habrichos hamesavkos lamayim, you don't sell the pools that supply the water, bein bivos hacham ubivos hagshamim, bein bivos hagshamim, whether it be during the summertime, whether it be during the wintertime, velo beis kinus ha'etzim, nor the place where you would gather the wood together. Ve'amamar lo beis hamerchatz, ve'kol tashmish avanim ochelach, but if you say the Beis HaMerchatz and Kol Tashmishav, meaning not just Kol Mashav Betoch, you say Kol Tashmishav, then all of these items are sold. Rosh Bam writes, Kol Tashmishav L'tfuye Asa Brechos Vod Sushalaitzim. That the Lashon of Kol Tashmishav is clearly there to add more to the sale and to include even the Brechos of Mayim and the Otsu Shalaitzim, Davut Tashmish L'merchatz Porta, that are some sort of small Tashmish for the Merchatz. We're going to say that this is only in a specific case where you word the sale in a very specific way. We'll see soon in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, a guy says to his friend, I'm selling you a Beis Habad, an olive press, and Kol Tashmishav, all the Tashmishim of the olive press. Havyan hanu chanuasa avra'i davushat chubu shumshmi. Now there were stores on the outer part of the area that had that would leave out sesame seeds, and the point is that they would prepare the sesame seeds to be crushed, because when you would crush them, they would then make sesame oil, right? And this was a Beis Habad, after all, it was a place where they produced oil. So they want to know if these stores with the sesame seeds are included in the sale. So Asal Kamed Rav Yosef, they went to Rav Yosef. Amle Tanina says, well, we have a brisa. Im Amar Beis HaMerchatz v'kol tashmisha v'nim orchalach harei kulim mechurin. That if you say that you're selling the Beis HaMerchatz v'kol tashmishav, you add in v'kol tashmishav, well then everything gets included. So too over here, when you said the Beis Habad v'kol tashmishav, everything should be included. Even these stores on the outskirts of the Beis Habad should all be included. On the periphery of the Beis Habad should all be included. So Amalei Abaye v'atani Reb Chia ain't kulan mechurin. But what are you talking about? Reb Chia said ain't kulan mechurin. So how can you say that they're all included? Ela amravashi chazinan. He says, no, it depends. I Amalei Beis Habad v'kol tashmishav v'alin mitzarnaha kani. V'ilo lo kani. If he says Beis Chabad and Kol Tashmishav, and by the way, these are the borders of the Beis Chabad and Kol Tashmishav, and included inside those borders are the these stores that have these sesame seeds, then certainly they are included. Everything is he's kona everything. But if he doesn't specifically say these are the borders, he doesn't include these borders. So then, even though he said Kol Tashmishav, that alone does not suffice to just say Kol Tashmishav, and it would not be included. Now the Rashbam over here says, in this long Rashbam, Ein Kulin Mechurin, so says the Rashbam, V'shamina mina, a few lines into it, V'shamina mina, B'zman Sham Le'Beis HaMerchatz V'Kol Masha B'Tocha Ani Mocher, so bring it back to our Beis HaMerchatz case. If you say Beis HaMerchatz and Kol Masha B'Tocha, I'm selling, even if you designate borders that include everything, you're not necessarily kona the Beis Eitzim and the Brechos Shamayim, because you have to also say, according to the Maskan of the Gemara, Valin Mitzarnaha. Right? You have to also say Kol Tashmishav. It's not enough to say Kol Masha B'Tocho. Apparently, you need both. You need to say Kol Tashmishav and Alin Mitzarnaha. So you may define the Mitzarim, you may define the borders, but that's not good enough if you don't also say Kol Tashmishav. That's the implication. And then he quotes a few lines later, Lashon Acher Kasav B'Svarim, I Amar Le Beis Habad V'Kol Tashmishav, V'Alin Mitzarnaha Lo Kani, Dahashta Lo Kai V'Alin Mitzarnaha Atashmishin, Ela Beis Habad Kai. If you would have said that I'm being, he quotes another Lashon, how the Gemara concludes and how the Gemara answers its question at the end, that if you would have said, I'm selling you the Beis Habad V'Kol Tashmishav, and these are its borders, so then it would not include everything. Why? Because, and these are its borders, goes on what? On the Beis Habad or on Kol Tashmishav? Right? The Alin Mitzarnaha goes on, does not go on the Tashmishin, it goes on the Beis Habad. Hilkach legabe Tashmishin, nomar mitzarim hirchivlo. So when it comes to the Tashmishin, we could just say, yeah, you're citing generous borders, but you don't mean to actually include the everything that's in those borders. Avli yamar alin mitzarni, Beis Habad v'kol Tashmishav. But if you start with the phrase alin mitzarni, you start with saying, these are the borders of the Beis Habad v'kol Tashmishav, Kani, then you are Kone, the Hasha Travayu Kai, because then we would assume that Alin Mitzarni goes on both of them. And that would be like saying, these are the borders of the Beis Habad, and these are the borders of Kol Tashmishav, all of which is being included in the sale. So the issue is not whether you said Alin Mitzarna, it's when you said it. It's how you phrased it. Did you put that at the beginning of the phrase, or in the middle of the phrase? Velonihira, says Rashbam, that he says this second lashon of our Gemara is incorrect. He said, no, either way, it would be going in both. Rather, the pshat that we gave originally is the correct pshat. It's an issue of whether you said Alin Mitzarnaha at all. But if once you said it, it's absolutely fine. Now, you may notice in the margin, quotes an alternate girsa in this story over here. Right, the story goes that there was a Beis Habad, and they wanted to know if these places that have the sesame seeds are included in the sale of the Beis Habad. So what did Rav Yosef do when they asked the Shaila? He quoted a brisa in our girsa about a Beis HaMerchatz v'kol Tashmishav. Now, if you're on the margin, it says the girsa Harif Arash is Beis Habad, that the brisa that he quoted is also about a Beis Habad, which on the one hand would seem much more logical because the Shaila was about a Beis Habad, so it makes more sense that they would quote a brisa relating to a Beis Habad. So why, how did our girsa creep in there that it's about a Beis HaMerchatz? So the Yad Ramah writes that the girsa of the Rashbam is the Iker, because that would explain why the Gemara brings this discussion on our Mishnah of a Beis HaMerchatz, meaning that we already had a discussion about a Beis Habad. That was the previous Mishnah. Why would we wait till now, when we're discussing Beis HaMerchatz, to bring in this story? This story would, if the Raya was from Beis Habad also, then the story belongs completely on the Mishnah about Beis Habad. Probably what he means, not necessarily on the Mishnah per se, meaning, I think I mentioned recently, when one of the things I learned when I went to Sotheby's to see the old Svarim, is that they had copies of old Gemaras where all the Mishnayos of a single Perek were all at the beginning of the Perek, And then they had all the Gemara from that perek. They didn't break up the Mishnayos. I'm not sure when this happened. When, you know, I think it was very late. I think it was like with the Vilna Shaks. It was after the Adramai, I think, that they started breaking up the Mishnayos and then having the Gemara on the Mishnayos. So I don't think the Adramai means that because we quoted between this Mishnah and this Mishnah, that wasn't the way it was originally done. It was originally done, you have the whole perek and then all of the Gemara. The point is that we've already started discussing this part of it, meaning this part of the Mishnayos on the perek. We already started discussing the Beis HaMerchatz, and then why would we go back and include a story that's about the Beis Chabad? It's much more likely that we move from topic to topic in the Gemara, and we've already moved off the topic of Beis Chabad onto the topic of Beis HaMerchatz. One more ha'ara is that the Nemuka Yosef in the back of the Gemara says that from the fact that the Gemara concludes that the chanus of the that has the sesame seeds is included in the Beis Chabad, when you say that you're selling kol tashmisha Beis Chabad, and you designate the borders, so it's mavur mizeh. We see from here that if you sell a chatzah that has a Beis HaMerchatz and a Beis Chabad in it, even though we said previously that when you sell a chatzah that happens to have a Beis HaMerchatz and Beis Chabad in it, it's not included in the sale. But it seems from here, if you're mesayim es hametzarim, if you're mesayim the borders of the chatzah, and you say kol masha betocho, so it would seem that the merchatz and beis habad would then be included in the sale, even though they're not miyuchat to the bnei chatzer, right? Because that would be the parallel of what we're saying over here, that even though these places of sesame seeds should not be included, but once you identify the borders and you say kol masha betocho and kol tashmishav, so then it is included. The Yad Ramah, however, says that no, that by the Chatzar it's different. So long as you don't say v'lo sheyaris bizvini ilin kadami klum, that I'm not leaving anything over for myself in this Chatzar, then it doesn't help by the Chatzar, even when you're meitzalo meitzar mechitzonim, even when you designate the outermost borders that include the Beis HaMerchatz that's in the Chatzar, it would still not be included in the sale. So that's just a basic machlokas rishonim, whether what we say over here can apply back to the case of a Chatzar as well. Okay, new Mishnah. Hamocher es ha'ir machar batim baru shichin u'ma'aros merchatzos v'shovchos beis avadim beis ha'shlachin avalos ha'metalpulin. If a person sells the city, so included in the sale of the city are the houses, the places where they would get their water from, baruch shichin u'ma'aros, the various holes in the ground that they would get their water from, merchatzos, the bathhouses, the shovchos, the dovecotes where they would the birds would be, the beis avadim beis ha'shlachin, the olive presses and the fields, the irrigated fields, but metalflin would not be included. So pretty much everything is included except for metalflin. But when you then say on top of that I'm not only selling you the city, I'm also selling you kol masha betocha, afilu hayuba behema v'avadim arikulim mechunin. Even if it was if it had a behemos and avadim in the city, all of that would be sold along with the city. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Hamochras Yir Mochras HaSanter. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, when you sell a city, you include the Santer Yir as well. The Gemara is going to discuss what exactly that is. What's the Santer Yir? But this is about selling an entire city now. So says the Gemara, Amar LeRavacha, Amar LeRavacha B'Ravavi LeRavashi, Shamet Mina Avdu K'metaltel Adami. What you see from our Mishnah is that an Eved must be considered like Metatalin. Dika Makarkadam is Davinag of Masa. Because if he was considered like Karka, he would be included in the sale. Right? What do we say in the Resha of the Mishnah? That when you sell a city, all the Karka is included, not the Metatalin. But if you say Kol Masha Betocha, then even Behem and Avadim are included. Sounds like they would be excluded under Metatalin in the Resha. But once you say Hiva Kol Masha Betocha, since even though they're Metaltalin, they too are included. So this seems to be a great riot to the idea that an Eved is like Metaltalin. So what? Meaning the point is that elsewhere we have a major debate whether an Eved is like Karka or an Eved is like Metaltalin. And we don't quote this Mishnah as enough in a raya that an Eved should have a din of Metaltalin. That's what the Rashbam says. Shema mina masisin diktani bereisha lo machras Metaltalin. V'kamer b'seifa avalim amar lo Kol Masha Betocha oz ha'avadim mechurin, only then are the avadim included. It sounds like originally they would not be included because they're metaltalin. Bitmiha va'anan mi ba'ilan perik mishemes ikim metaltli ikim karkai dami. And we have a shaila whether they're considered like metaltalin or karka. Kalomar, hami ba'ilay. What does it mean we have a shaila whether they're considered metaltalin or karka? The shaila is as follows. Im lufi loshum b'nei adam karim metaltli Meaning the question is not about what their real halachic status is. Midah Raisa, the real halachic status is not debatable. That for sure, for all dinim da Raisa, they for sure have a din of karka. How are you kona avadim? Kesef shtar chazaka. Just like you would be kona karka. Not meshicha, not hagba, not the way you'd be kona metalplin, the way you'd be kona karka. The whole issue of whether Avadim are kemetaltan or whether they're karkai, the whole issue, the whole discussion, is only legabi lashem b'nei adam. When you say, I'm giving all my metaltan in Laploni, so that's where the Gemara is a shayla, does that mean to include Avadim, does that mean to not include Avadim? And says Rosh Bram, v'lo ifshud hasam. And that shayla we were never poshate. So that's the Gemara's great diuk over here. Why were we never poshate that shayla? It seems so obvious over here that that Avadim are counted as metaltalin. Now Tosus presents it slightly different than the Rashbam. Rashbam says the whole shayla is about Lashon B'nei Adam and not about real dinim. Tosus, not over here, but Tosus in Kiddushin suggests that the issue is about that he phrases it differently. He says that the shaila is not about dinim d'oraisa, the shaila is about dinim d'rabbanan. That it never definitely has din of karka when it comes to dinim d'oraisa, but it does not have a din. He may not have a din of karka when it comes to dinim d'rabbanan. Now, if that's the way you're going to formulate it, that it's not about lashem bnei adam, but it's about dinim d'rabbanan, so fret Rav Elchanan, over here the issue is not even about dinim d'rabbanan. You know, what's the Gemara saying, that we should be poshet the shayla of whether an eved is karka or kemetaltalin from our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is not about dinim d'rabbanan, our Mishnah is about lashem b'nei adam. Our Mishnah is just, what do people mean when they say things? When they say metaltalin, do they mean to, when they say karka, do they mean to include eved? When they say metaltalin, do they mean to include eved? It's not even about a din d'rabbanan. So how can Tosos assume that the whole machlokas, whether eved is like karka or metaltalin, is about dinim d'rabbanan, and not like the Rashbam over here says, about lashem b'nei adam, if our sugya clearly is purely about lashem b'nei adam, and not even about dinim d'rabbanan? So Rav Elchanan says that, no, that the, when the Rabbanan made dinim, they made the dinim b'lashon b'nei adam. And therefore the two are tali zebezeh. That if the Rabbanan made dinim for karka, they made dinim for metaltalin, so those dinim are what they referred to, but when they said karka, and when they said metaltalin, are all tali on the lashon b'nei adam. And that's why the two are very much connected. So anyway, so the Gemara says, it seems from here, that we have a great raya that an eved is like metaltalin. So says Gemara again, because if an eved were like karka, he should be included in the sale of the city. Why would you have to say kol masha betochu to include the eved? He should be automatically included. So says Gemara, come on, that doesn't help. So what do you want to say? You think if you say that an eved is like metaltalin, the Mishnah just makes perfect sense? It doesn't, because then my afilu. What would be the lashon of afilu? I mean, you want to say eved is like metaltalin? Why, when you say kol masha betocho, it includes afilu avadim? What do you mean? It includes all metaltalin. If an eved just pashed as a din of metaltalin, why is the eved a bigger chiddush than any other metaltalin that we have to say lashon of afilu? So ela mayis lach lemeimer. So what do you have to say? Shiny be metaltal denayed, the metaltal delo nayed. So al karchach, even if you say that he does have a din of metaltalin in our Mishnah, you have to say that he's a unique kind of metaltalin, that he's a bigger chiddush than regular metaltalin, that he would be included. Why? Because regular metaltalin doesn't go anywhere on its own. An eved can move around on its own. He's nayad, and therefore you would think he's not included. So that's why you would have to specifically say the eved is included, even if he did have a din of metaltalin. So once you're saying that, once we're making the distinction between things that move and things that don't move, then afilu tema avda kamekarka dami shiny bein mekarka denayin lemekarka delo nayad. Then you might as well say that an eved has a din of karka, and we simply distinguish between karka that moves and karka that doesn't move, and that's why he wasn't included in the reisha. When we said in the reisha that when you sell the city, it includes all karka. Notice all the examples of karka in the reisha was karka delo nayad. It was all karka that doesn't move. And then when we said, when you say he the kol masha betocha, it includes even behema va'avadim, the chiddush is that behema and avadim move on their own, not that they're metaltalin. Of course you sell metaltalin the lo nayad as well, but there's an additional chiddush that even things that move, whether they are karka or metaltalin, doesn't matter, but even things that move are included in the sale. That's the extra chiddush. When the Gemara challenges the idea that it's metaltalin by saying my afilu, so Tosfos points out, the challenge isn't suggesting that the word afilu fits in any better if you say that an eved is like karka. The word afilu is still going to be problematic. Says Tosfos, lav mishum dikim karka dami asi shapir. It's not that it works out all great if you say that an eved is like karka. Dami kol makom mibehema iklak shu yemay afilu. Because if you say the eved is like karka, you would still have the shayla, right? My afilu. The question of my afilu holds whether you say an eved is like karka or metaltalin. Why? Because if you say that an eved is like karka, but still the behemoth is for sure metaltalin, so you still have the question my afilu. When you say kol mashu betocha, that it includes all metaltalin, what's the afilu behema? Why is an eved, why is a behema any different than anything else? Meaning the point is that we're trying to paruch. The point is we're trying to ask on the hava mina that doesn't distinguish between things that move and things that don't move. And the truth is, we could have asked, look, if an eved is like metaltalin, then how come he's not included in the sale of the chatzar? Why does it take till the city to get to the eved being sold along with it? By the chatzar, we said that metaltalin are sold when you say kol mashu betocho. So why isn't the eved included there? So we could have had a better kasha, but we didn't need it. Meaning we already pointed out that there is the fundamental flaw in the whole initial analysis of the Mishnah was that we didn't take into account the difference between things that are nayid and things that are not nayid. Once we take that into account, all is solved anyway. Okay, says the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lomer, hamochras yer mochras santer. So the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said at the end of our Mishnah that when you sell the city, you include the santer yer as well. So frak the Gemara, my santer, what in the world is that? So hacha tagimo bar machvanisa. So it's the bar machvanisa. Okay, what's a bar machvanisa? Says Rashbam, eved hamumuna lahagid ulachuye tchumei hasados shalmiza vishalmizehu v'hu eved l'sari yer v'yefshali below so. He's the guy whose job it is to make sure that everyone's honest about their boundaries and to inform people about where the board. He's the town surveyor. He's the one in charge of telling people where the borders of everybody's fields are. That's the person who's included in the sale of the city, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Shimon ben Avtulna says no. What Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying that the santer is included is bagi. It's not referring to a person. It's referring to the fields that surround the city. That's all it's talking about. It's not talking at all about a person. Frecht all the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rad, right? All the Rishonim from that school, from the school of the Ramban, that in many places in Shas, in Bavli and Yerushalmi, we find that Santer definitely refers to a person. The Gemara Gittin Daf Pei says Kosef Zaget L'Shem Santer Shabir Yerushalmi Bav Mitzia Perikei Yisrael Shenaase Santer O Apotropos L'Goy. So clearly, it's referring to a job that was held by an individual, by a person. Why in the world would we say santer would mean bagi over here? Santer always means a person. I mean, it's much more logical to say the first pshat, that it's bar machmanisa, it's the guy, the surveyor, the town surveyor. Why would we say it refers dafka in this place? It doesn't refer to a person, it refers to fields. So all of these Rishonim answer that santer in general obviously relates to someone who's in charge of fields. But that's why they call the fields the santer. I'll shame the person who's in charge of them. And the question over here is, santer in this context, are we referring to the original usage of the word, meaning the person who's in charge, or are we referring to what also came to be known as santer, which are the fields that he's in charge of? So that's the issue. But that's the point is that generally santer certainly refers to a person, but over here in the context of our Mishnah it might refer to the fields that person is in charge of. Anyway, now if you hold that the guy is included in the sale, then for sure the fields are included in the sale. Right? And the Shmam says, for sure the fields are included in the sale, because if you sold the Mamuna, who's a guy who moves around, he's Nayad, so for sure the fields that are not Nayadim, that don't move around, that stay in one place, are for sure included. The Torah Chaim says that no, the Kal V'chomer is like this. If you're mocher, the guy who's memuna, to tell you about where the borders of each field is, where the borders are of each field, then obviously the fields are included, because if the fields are not included, what do you need a guy telling you where the borders of each field are? Right? I mean, you only need that guy if the fields are included in the first place. So that's how the Taurus Chaim says. That only works if you say Bar Mach Vinasa is the guy who's Magad al Tchumei Asad, just like the Rashbam said. But Rabbeinu Chananel says that it's the Shomer Ear, right? Rashbam quoted Rabbeinu Chananel, right, that the Santer is not the guy, the surveyor, the town surveyor, but rather it's the town guard. Right, so lashon of notar sakramim. So the santar is the lashon of notar, a protector, a guard of the vineyards. That's what it refers to. Now, if you say that, then you could understand that he would be included even if the fields are not included, because he's still a guard for the city, and you still need the city guard. Okay, but anyway, says the Gemara, Madiam Rabagi Avabar Machmanisa Lo Mizdavin. Now, if you hold that the santar includes, it means the fields outside of the city, so then you would say, yes, that's included, but the person whose job it is to survey the fields would not be included. Tanan, Beis Abad and Beis HaShlachin. We said Beis Abad and Beis HaShlachin. So Savro, we thought, my Shlachin, what are Shlachin? Bagi. It's those fields that are on the outskirts of the city. Zichsev Vishalech Mayim Al Pnei Chutzos. So Bishlam Laman Yamar Bar Mach Venisa. So if you hold that Santer means the guy, the surveyor, so Amar Tanakama Bagi Mizdavni, Bar Mach Venisa Lo Mizdavni, Lo Mizdavni. So then you understand how the Mishnah plays out. Tanakama says that the surveyor is that the fields outside the city are included. The surveyor is not included. And then Vasar Mishum Gamliel the Meim Rafil Bar Mach Venisa Nami Mizdavin. And then Mishum Gamliel comes and says, no, even the surveyor is included in the sale. But if you hold that Santer means Bagi, that Rav Shmuel Gamliel came to include that the fields on the outside of the city are included, Tanakama Nami Hachi Kamar. Well, then the Tanakama said the same thing, because he also said Beis HaShlachin, and that's referring to Bagi. So Misav Mai Shlachin Bagi? No, so Shlachin can't mean Bagi. Lo Mai Shlachin, what does it mean? Ginu Nisa. Shlachin are the gardens that are close to the city. They're inside the city, so they're more shaykh to the city than the bagi, which are outside of the city. And that's what the Tanakhama is saying. Tanakhama is saying these gardens are included, and then Rav Shmuel Gamliel is coming along and saying not only are those gardens included, even the fields on the outskirts of the city that are outside of the borders of the city are included. Shnemar shlachecha pardes rimonim, aval bagi lo mizdavni. Tanakhama would be saying bagi are not included. Vasar Rav Shmuel Gamliel meimar afilu bagi nami mizdavni. And then Rav Shmuel Gamliel comes along and says even the bagi are also included. Ikeda Amri, Savura Maishlachin Ginuniyasa. Others have the version of the discussion as follows. That initially we thought Shlachin means the gardens. So we said, Bishlam Madiyamar Bagi, if you say very well that Rav Shmuel Gamliel holds that Santer means Bagi, is coming to include the Bagi, the fields, so then I understand, Amar Tanakama Ginuniyasa Mizdavin, Bagi Lo Mizdavni. Tanakama is saying the gardens are sold, but the Bagi are not sold, right? The Bagi are not included. Vasar Rishum Gamliel the Meimar, Afilu Bagi Mizdavni. Rishum Gamliel then comes to add that even the Bagi are also included, right? So that would make sense. But Al Mandiyama Bar Machvanyasa, but if you hold that Rishum Gamliel is coming to include the surveyor, so Amar Tanakama Ginu Naisa, so the Tanakama says only the gardens that are located in the city are sold. And then Rishum Gamliel Bar Machvanyasa, and then Rishum Gamliel argues to the opposite extreme. That not only are the fields outside of the city included, but even the surveyor of those fields is included. Meaning, we generally don't like to say that that two shittos are arguing to such opposite extremes, right? Meaning, the truth is, it's not really a problem per se, because if Rav Shmuel is including the surveyor, then it's obvious that he's also including the fields outside of the city. That's what Tos points out in Amud Aleph. The Afik of the Shamina Mikal V'Chomer Debagi Mizdavni Mikal Mokum Kivin De Tanakami Isle Dafilu Bagi Lo Mizdavni. If the Tanakhama holds Bagi are not included, Rav Shmuel Gamliel should have said something about Bagi, yes, being included. Even though it's obvious that if he says the surveyor is included, of course the Bagi are included, he should have said something about it if the Tanakhama in fact held that Bagi are not included. So says the Gemara, no, that's when we change it and we say, no, Misav Mai Shlachin Ginun Yasa, do you think Shlachin that the Tanakhama said is a reference to the gardens? Lo, Mai Shlachin Bagi, Tuxiv Shalech Mayim Al Pnei Chutzos, Aval Bar Mach Ven Yasa Lo Mizdavein. And the Tanakhama is saying the Bagi are included, it's only the surveyor who's not included, Vasar Mishum Gamliel Lemeimar, Tafila Bar Mach Ven Yasa Nami Mizdavein. And then Mishum Gamliel comes along and says, even the surveyor is also included. Then it makes perfect sense. Period. Tashema, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Santar Eino Macher. Rabbi Yehuda says the Santar is not included in the sale. Ankulmus Macher. But the Ankulmus is. What's an Ankulmus? Says Rashbam, who so far a melech lichtov mispar asadus v'abatim ha'anashim lases mashal kalechel l'sari ir. He's the tax assessor. Right, he figures out who lives where, how many people there are, where, how much they land they own, and he assesses the taxes on behalf of the melech. So says the Gemara, what do you think santer means in this context? Here Rabbi Yehuda says santer is not sold together with the city, but the tax assessor is. So it makes a lot more sense. My love, midan kulmus gavra, santer nami gavra. If the ankulmus is a person who has an official job, it makes a lot of sense that the santer should also be a person who has an official job and not a field, right? The two are put together. So says Gemara, no, so what? Midiriya, hakadisa, vakadisa. No, who says that just because the two are put in the same sentence, that it's both a reference to a person? Maybe one's a reference to fields, one's a reference to a person. Umimat samar hachi, can you say that? Vakatani seifa, but it says in the seifa, meaning can you really say that a bagi is not sold? Vakatani seifa, that the bagi, the fields are not sold together with the city? Vakatani seifa, it says in the seifa, you don't include the shiyarim, which we'll explain soon what that means, nor the nearby villages, nor the forests that are designated for that city, nor the enclosures that keep the chay, the ofos, and the dagim. And we said, what are shiyareha? It's the bizli. Okay, my bizli. What are bizli? Rabbi Abba, piski bagi. It's the piske bagi. What are piske bagi? Rashbam says, chatichos bika hagadola hasmucha li'ir. Pieces of the large valley that are near the city. It's just some, it's separate from the city a little bit. There's some hard rock in between the city and this area. It's the lashon of shirayim of the city, right? It's the leftovers of the city. So what do you see? Piske bagi hu delam is davni. What's not included in the sale? The piske bagi, the parts of the bagi, the outer fields that are separate from the rest of the city. Habagi atzmim is davni, but the bagi themselves, which are just outside of the city, but have nothing separating them from the city, it sounds like they should be included. So how can you say the bagi are not included? So epoch, so we switch it around. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Santer Macher and Kulmus Seinu Macher. You have to switch it around. But Rabbi Yehuda says the Santer is sold. Meaning, if you're going to say the Santer is the bagi, you can't say it's not. You can't say Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not sold, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that only the piske bagi are not sold, but the bagi themselves would be sold. So that's why you'd have to switch around to his original statement, and you'd have to say that the Santer is sold. The Ankulmus is not sold. The guy who's in, the tax assessor is not sold. Can Rabbi Yehuda really hold like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel of our Mishnah, who includes the bagi, for Rabbi Yehuda, who includes the santer, right, which we translated perhaps as bagi, for Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan Sfirle, but we know Rabbi Yehuda is like the Rabbanan, the Ketani Seifa, Avalo Shireh, Avalo Benoseha, right, that the Shirayim and the Benoseha, the nearby villages are not included. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that the nearby villages are included. So how could it be that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel regarding Benoseha, but does hold like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel regarding the Santar? So says the Gemara, what's the problem? Rabbi Yehuda Savar Lekavase Bechada Upalagale Bechada. It's exactly right. He doesn't have to agree with everything Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says. He agrees with part of it. He agrees about Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel regarding the Santar, that it is included, and disagrees with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel regarding Benoseha, regarding the villages outside, the nearby villages of the city, that they're not included, the suburbs, that they're not included. Okay. And we said in the Mishnah as well that it does not include, or at least in the Brisa that we quoted, rather, we said that it does not include the Beibarim, the enclosures of Chaya Ofos Adagim. Rashbam says this is Kigon Amar Mar, meaning that's what we really mean to say. This is not going back on the Mishnah, this is just going back on what we just quoted, that it does not include Beibarim Shal Chaya Ofos Adagim. So, Frakti Gmar Minhi Hayla Bano Seinim Karosima. That they are included in the sale, all these enclosures of the Chaya, Ophos, and Dagim. So how can you say they're not included? lo kasha. Hadinagiach ka'ihi legav, vadinagiach ka'ihi levar. Question is, where do they open up into? If they open up into the city, they're included. If they open up to the outside of the city, they're not included. Ay, vahakatani velos choshen hamuktzin la. But didn't we say that it doesn't include the choshen hamuktzin la, which implies that it opens up to the inside, and nevertheless, it's still not included in the sale. So how can you tell me whenever it opens up to the inside, it is included in the sale? No, ema hamuktzin heimena, not muktzin la, that it opens up to the inside, but rather it opens up from the inside to the outside. Okay, we'll pick up from the Mishnah tomorrow.